Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in episode 240, I want to build upon what we talked about in episode 239 about thinking about business strategy. And I want to take those principles and apply it to resilience, business continuity, crisis management, and crisis communications. In episode 239, we talked about Roger Martin's principles around business strategy. And I want to apply those principles on how we can enhance organizational resilience. And I want to do this by talking about a strategic approach that embraces the complexity of the modern business environment, that encourages innovation and different ways of thinking, and fosters adaptability. So here are 10 ways in which those principles can be integrated into a strategy focused on building resilience within your organization. The first one is about leveraging integrative thinking for resilience. We talked about the idea of integrative thinking, about adopting diverse perspectives. So I would encourage you to adopt this kind of thinking to address complex challenges. That means considering a diverse set of perspectives and solutions when you're thinking through disruptions or when you're faced with a disruption, leading to a more robust and flexible strategy that allows you to embrace resilience. The second is taking Roger Martin's idea of the strategy choice cascade and applying this to resilience planning. This means you're going to think about using that framework to make interconnected choices focused on resilience. You should define clear aspirations related to resilience for your organization, identify specific areas where that resilience is critical, decide an approach to strengthen resilience, then determine the capabilities you need to accomplish that mission, and then build management systems to support those efforts. So you're applying elements of that strategy choice cascade, that framework, to how you're thinking about resilience. Number three, and this is one of my favorites, it's taking the idea that Roger Martin wrote in his book with AJ Laffley about playing to win and applying that mindset to resilience in your organization. It means shifting the focus from merely surviving a disruption to winning in the face of adversity. This means you have to take deliberate choices about where you're going to invest in resilience and how to innovate processes and products that allow you to thrive before, during, and after a crisis or a disruption. Number four is how you can incorporate design thinking into your resilience strategies. That using design thinking to identify and solve resilience challenges you creatively. That approach fosters innovative solutions that can make your company more adaptable and better prepared to face future disruptions. Number five is to center your resilience strategies around what your customer needs. Ensure that your resilience efforts are aligned with delivering value to customers, even in adverse conditions. And your customers, by the way, might be internal customers rather than the customers your company sells to. Number six is cultivating an opposable mind in leadership. That leaders on your team should be capable of holding conflicting ideas simultaneously, holding different approaches to resilience, and then using that information to enable them to make informed decisions that balance your short-term needs and long-term stability. Number seven is to navigate that knowledge funnel that I described in the previous episode for continuous learning, and really outline how you can move through the knowledge funnel from exploring broad resilience challenges, that's your mystery, to identifying effective heuristics, and then eventually developing algorithms or set ways of approaching problems that guide decision-making in crisis situations. Number eight is to democratize the formation of your resilience strategy, that by involving a broader range of stakeholders, planning in your resilience planning allows you to capture diverse insights and experiences. That builds trust and it encourages a greater level of engagement and committed response from the entire organization during a crisis. Number nine is about promoting authenticity and transparency in a crisis. This goes back to the demonstrating authenticity as leaders. You want to foster a culture where leaders are authentic and transparent about the challenges and strategies for resilience. That builds trust and it encourages a more engaged and committed response. And then lastly, build adaptive and flexible strategies specifically for resilience in your organization. Ensure that your resilience strategies are not static, but they're designed to evolve in response to new information and changing conditions. That adaptability is crucial for navigating unforeseen challenges and seizing opportunities for recovery and growth. In my mind, integrating these principles from Roger Martin into your organizational strategy for resilience, you can enhance your ability to anticipate, respond to, and recover from disruptions, and therefore win by securing a competitive advantage in what we all see as an increasingly uncertain and unstable world. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.